Episode 3168, What Lies Within.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Guess what? It's Friday, Junior. Woohoo! I know you got Wednesday hump day, but I'm making up Friday, Junior. Or you could think of it as Friday Eve. However you want to swing it, because that means the weekend is just around the corner. Well, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I hope you have a smile on your face because it looks so good on you. The question and what we're focused on right now is what lies within. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, in the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. My friend, it's time to unleash the power within you. You know, in your journey through life, you're going to undoubtedly encounter challenges, and they're going to test your limits and push you to the edge. As I like to say, the edge of glory. It is during these trying moments that your ability to persevere and truly muster up unfathomable fortitude becomes crucial. It's the breaking point, but in a positive way. Remember, while certain hiccups may be beyond your control, because let me tell you, I've had a few issues with technology recently, as in like less than 8 hours ago. And I just wanted to tell you that I wanted to not only throw the computer out the window, but I wanted to drown it in the pool. I was done with it. It wasn't working. I had spent hours, actually more like days, working on some major stuff, and all of a sudden it's not working. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, really? And I went to update it, and that's when everything happened after that. I'm like, seriously, why is it always me, right? That's a hiccup. And I'm sitting here freaking out. And I did. I freaked out for like an hour and a half. And then I was like, okay. And a couple times I had to walk away from it because I was like, this is going to get not so good. And I expressed myself not so calmly to a few people who love me dearly. And I was like, this drives me crazy. Why? But remember, when these hiccups come and it's beyond your control, you can always find the strength. You can always find the comfort in the little mini moments. And mini, I mean M-I-N-I. That reminds you of the immense power within you. You see, I could have very easily ripped this off of my desk, right? The computer, and threw it and dunked it and drowned it in the pool. The squirrels probably would have said, wow, she's a little strange. I mean, if our squirrels could talk, it would be hysterical. Number one, we've got the, you know, grand dog who's a puppy who's like 4 months old. And so it's a party every day. And he's coming over today, actually. He's going to have a play date with Rhino, our 10-year-old English bulldog. We'll leave that for another episode. And if that's the only thing you remember, guess what? Life happens and you can't control everything. And contrary to popular belief, nothing is impossible. Number one, when you got God. And number two, when you nurture the flames of resilience within your heart, knowing that, okay, somehow I'm going to get through this. And I figured, you know what? All right, I'm going to back off. I'm going to record. I'm going to figure out what I need to do. And then I will come back to the situation. But I finally figured it out. And then before all of that catastrophe happened, I was trying to figure out this one little thing that I needed to do within the TV show. Because as you know, we've got a TV show happening, right? We did a pilot program, a pilot partnership with Pray.com. We're still there, but now we're expanding. And so we're on three different TV stations, so to speak, but they're seen throughout the United States and globally. It's really exciting. But there's a lot of things that go with that. And so I have to learn all these tech specs, and I'm like, this is so new to me. Like, I don't know if I'm coming or going, but I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I had to learn this one little thing. You would have thought I could have just gotten it off of YouTube. But I couldn't. Talk about a setback? Oh, yeah. So it was like one setback after another. But let me tell you this. You got a setback, makes room for a comeback. With every setback you face, my friend, you have the choice to either succumb to defeat or rise above the circumstances. Well, I chose not to drown the computer, which is good. That's why we're still talking right now. Because otherwise I couldn't have recorded this episode. And it's in these moments of decision that your true character is revealed. Perseverance isn't just about pushing forward mechanically. It's a mindset that requires your willpower to keep going despite the odds. It's about turning setbacks, right, into comebacks, which then leads to stepping stones leading you closer to your goals. I like to think of it as the cobblestone path. It'd be nice if everything on our journey would be as smooth as a fresh-laden highway here in the United States. When they get it just right. I mean, like, it's so smooth and it's just perfect and the lines are just so bright and vibrant. Like, you can see the lanes. But after like 2 weeks, it's like, where'd the lanes go? Everything just kind of looks a little muddled and muddy. Well, you see, when you go through life, it's more like a cobblestone road. Man, you've got some that are a little higher and some that are a little recessed more. And, oh man, you hit the heel. Oh, on the wrong one, on the wrong edge. You're like, ow, that hurt. But then you all of a sudden find this. And you're like, wow, who laid this path? This little portion here. And it may only be 8 little stones. But you're like, oh, this is so nice. It feels so good. In fact, you stop and you take off your shoes. And you walk a little. Oh, but then it gets a little more rocky again. Something happened. There's some crack there throughout the mortar. And so you stop, you put on your shoes, and then you begin the journey again. Stepping stones. Imagine a world where giving up became the norm, where individuals discourage and hinder each other's progress. Have you turned on the news lately? It is through the embrace of perseverance that we reject this bleak reality. Because it really is. Right? And I want to inspire you today. But you also have to look at what the reality is in front of you, because that's also what gets us down. Sometimes you just got to turn the news off. Sometimes you just got to change the channel. Sometimes you just have to create your now. It's a party every day. So if you're allowing the world to impact directly upon you instead of saying, you know what? I need to work from the inside out. I got God on my side. I know I'm going to make it through. You possess the power to create a ripple effect within your own life while inspiring others with your unwavering determination. It's amazing what people notice. And you got to keep going. When faced with obstacles, it's essential to remember that they're not permanent roadblocks. They're just detours. They're just maybe, you know, the rise little stone that just didn't get set well when they built out that cobblestone. But they're mere challenges waiting to be conquered. Every setback holds an opportunity for growth and learning. So embrace these challenges. And when you do, you cultivate a mindset that fuels your desire to overcome and succeed. It's like, I can do this. I will get up tomorrow morning and it's going to be a great day. And that's what I did this morning. I got up going, you know what? That computer's still there. I can go and finish my job. I wanted it done 24 hours ago, but it is what it is. The journey might be arduous, but with your perseverance, you can rise higher than ever before. What lies within? You know, as Maya Angelou once said, nothing will work unless you do. Boy, if that's not something we need to be shouting from the rooftops right now. There's a lot of people who want money, but they don't want to do the work. There's a lot of people who want their dreams fulfilled, but they don't want to do the work. There's a lot of people who want a different marriage, but they don't want to do the work. There's a lot of people out there who want to have an incredible family, but they're not willing to do the work. Her words encapsulate the essence of perseverance. It is a call to action, to create your now, urging you to dig deep within yourself and harness the strength required to forge ahead. Like the mustard seed that grows into a mighty tree, your efforts may start small. Think of how small a mustard seed is. But with unwavering tenacity, it can lead to incredible outcomes. So in the pursuit of greatness, setbacks and trials will undoubtedly arise. However, it is in these moments that you need to muster your mightiest fortitude. Look beyond immediate challenges and envision the possibility of a brighter future. Create a mindset that is victorious regardless of the outcome. You see, that's the hard thing, is saying, you know what, I'm going to do this regardless of the outcome. That's why my computer's still sitting on my desk, because I'm going to do this, even though it was being a little sassy with me. And I wanted to be sassy with it, so I walked away so I wouldn't be stupidly sassy with it. And I wanted to still, because you know what? Sometimes the error is actually the person behind it, but actually it wasn't. I figured it out, but we'll leave that for another episode. But you know what I mean? You've got what it takes. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability to rise above the challenges that come your way. You may not like what you have to face today, but I promise you, you will get through it. And just remember, a cobblestone road, oh my goodness, it has such stature and strength. It resembles, you know, this beautiful picture of what it took to lay each and every stone. They didn't have robots back then. It was one stone laid at a time. Stepping stones on your journey. So with resilience as your constant companion, you will pave the path to greatness. For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And remember, there is no challenge too great, no hurdle insurmountable when you dare to believe in your own strength and keep pushing forward. You might be in the valley, but a mountaintop awaits you. So as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Make it a great day. Go create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.